Let's be honest, traditional banks have a habit of hitting you with overdraft and monthly fees, and those costs can really add up when you're just trying to manage your own money. But Chime is changing the way people bank. They offer the most rewarding, fee-free banking built for you, not the 1%. Chime has thousands of fee-free ATMs because you shouldn't pay to access your own money. And Chime members can benefit from up to $1,150 in annual rewards, completely fee-free. You'll get 5% cash back on your Chime card in a category of choice like gas or groceries, and savings that grow faster than a 3.75 APY. My younger self could have seriously benefited from all that. Plus, Chime is rated 5 stars by USA Today for customer service. I'm talking real humans, 24/7. Chime is not just smarter banking, it is the most rewarding way to bank. Join the millions who are already banking fee-free today. Head to chime.com/48hours. That is chime.com/48hours. It only takes a few minutes to sign up.
Chime is a fintech, not a bank. Banking services for MyPay and Chime card provided by Chime's bank partners. Optional products and services may have fees or charges. Stated annual percentage yield and cash back for Chime Prime only. No minimum balance required. Checking account ranking based on a J.D. Power survey published October 20, 2025. For more information on APY rates, MyPay, SpotMe, and travel perks, go to chime.com/disclosures.
This time of year, I want more energy, not more steps in my wellness routines. Grunes can make keeping on top of wellness habits easy because it's literally just one daily pack of gummies, no bottles to track, and no powders to mix. Grunes are a convenient, comprehensive formula in one delicious daily pack of gummy bears. This isn't a standard multivitamin, a simple greens gummy, or a basic prebiotic. It's all of those things combined and then some at a fraction of the price of individual supplements. And bonus, it tastes great. Grunes provides a full daily pack of gummies because you simply can't fit the immense amount of whole food nutrients Grunes does into just one single gummy. Plus, it makes taking daily nutrition a fun, rewarding treat rather than a chore. And each pack includes 6 grams of prebiotic fiber, which is 3 times the amount of dietary fiber compared to the leading greens powders. Grunes ingredients are also backed by over 35,000 research publications. Save up to 52% off with code HOURS at grunes.co. That's code HOURS at GRUNS.co.
My husband was a beautiful, honorable man who served his country for 26 years of his life.
I'm Tracy Hsu, and my husband was Air Force Colonel Philip Hsu.
I wanted to give you a little tour of what this place was like.
He loved it. He loved the adventure that it offered him.
See you later from Croatia.
Colonel Hsu gets up in the morning and leaves for work. That particular day, he never made it to work. Now, we know that there were some eyewitnesses that saw Colonel Hsu driving his vehicle on a highway.
That's about where he saw him, right here, isn't it?
He went from this right lane over to the left into the medium. Then he started weaving through the lights.
And then this is where he kind of went across the...
Right here, started veering off
the entrance
right.
Ramp.
He went off right here. I mean, he hit that tree doing about 60. And I got out to see if I could offer any help. And there was no response. He wasn't coughing, he wasn't breathing, moaning. I mean, the man looked dead to me.
My name is Joseph Mora. I'm a private investigator from Boston, Massachusetts. I was hired by 48 Hours to look into the circumstances involving the death of Colonel Philip Hsu. When they first pulled him out of the vehicle, they recognized the fact that his nipples had been cut off, a slash in his chest. Basically, he was mutilated. From there, there's an investigation done by the local sheriff's department.
My name is Roger Anderson. When Colonel Hsu died in his car wreck, I was the supervising officer on the investigative case. Well, there's no way that those wounds were accident related.
He said, is there any reason why your husband would have duct tape on his arms and ankles?
Hsu somebody had this plan quite well. It was no doubt a homicide. They just didn't grab him, kidnap him, and mutilate him and leave him for dead.
People are tortured because they're hated. People are tortured because somebody is angry.
Well, I would look at the people that had the most motive for it. Who had the most to gain if he were to die?
Some people, $1 million motivates them pretty well.
The possibility that Colonel Hsu could have committed those wounds to himself certainly is there.
Philip Hsu took his own life.
Yes, sir.
Military investigators, the medical examiner, the justice of the peace, who all say your husband took his own life. Are they all wrong?
Yes.
No defects of the scalp. The nasal septum is intact.
This is a very bizarre case.
The pupils are round, regular, and equally 0 point.
Truly so atypical as to be classified in the unique category.
There's never been any question in my mind that my husband was murdered. Never any doubt.
The Curious Case of Colonel Hsu. Tonight's 48 Hours Mystery.
We have come today to express our love and support to Tracy and the family and friends of Colonel Philip Michael Hsu.
In the spring of 2005, Air Force Colonel Philip Michael Hsu was laid to rest at Arlington National Cemetery with full military honors.
We've come to affirm the impact he had upon our lives.
Hsu was 54 when the violent car crash took his life. His vehicle striking some trees alongside a Texas interstate highway not far from San Antonio.
I am on behalf of the President of the United States and a grateful nation, I present to you this flag for the faithful service of your husband.
But even as his widow Tracy accepted the traditional tri-folded American flag in his honor, even as she left a single white rose on his casket in his memory, she and those closest to him spoke of one final mission for truth.
But Philip, know this. While you rest, the mission for truth will continue and it will be accomplished.
You miss him?
I do. I do every day. I feel like he's with me all the time, though.
It all began 15 years before, in 1988, when Tracy, then an Air Force nurse, was assigned to Eglin Air Force Base in Florida.
And that's where you met Philip?
Yes. I liked him. I liked him as a person. He was a great doctor. Everybody liked him.
Tracy and Phil, a psychiatrist, soon began dating. Phil was separated, going through a difficult divorce.
What did he say about his first wife and their marriage together?
He didn't talk a lot about his first wife, other than to say there was not any love in the marriage.
In 1993, with the divorce finalized, Phil and Tracy decided to marry.
I don't think in my whole life I have ever met somebody who had such a passion for life and just enjoyed the simple things. He would walk into a room and he would just light it up. People loved him.
You had a great life together.
We did. He brought nothing but joy into my life. I was very happy.
Thank you. 5 years later, Phil was reassigned to Lackland Air Force Base in San Antonio. He and Tracy bought a house in nearby Bernie.
We became good friends.
Nina Willard is Tracy's nearest neighbor and her closest friend.
Well, Phil had that Midwestern, very low-key, soft-spoken, mild-mannered, very laid-back. And Tracy was born and bred New Yorker, a little bit more demonstrative, I guess you could say.
The friendship developed over the next 5 years of Phil and Tracy's marriage. Nina had mixed feelings in 2003 when Phil decided to retire from the Air Force.
Well, we were sad to see him go.
Phil and Tracy had already found their dream house in Alabama, a big place with a pond in back.
It was a new adventure, a new chapter in his life, and I mean, life was just very, very exciting at that moment.
Just one day after putting down a deposit on their new home, early on the morning of April 16, 2003, the colonel dressed in his fatigues and brought Tracy her customary first cup of coffee.
Made coffee in bed and typical morning.
Normal day.
Normal day, other than he was getting to work a little early to do some paperwork. We sat there and talked. We talked about the house, and he kissed me goodbye and left and said, "I love you," and those were the last words he said.
2 hours later, Colonel Philip Shue was dead.
That car caved in on the driver's side, and he was apparently killed instantly.
Lieutenant Roger Anderson saw pretty quickly that this was more than a car crash.
They could see that the T-shirt underneath had been ripped open from the chest to the navel. There was a 6-inch vertical gash in the man's chest, and that both nipples had been removed.
There was another very unusual set of findings.
They could see on his right wrist what appeared to be duct tape. Both wrists actually were wrapped with duct tape in a similar way. Both had dangling ends. There was also duct tape at the top of his boots.
Can you believe our country is turning 250? When it comes to furniture worthy of America's 250th birthday, Bob's has the styles all Americans want at the everyday low prices we deserve. Plus, everything is backed by glowing 5-star reviews from real customers. For ultimate relaxation, check out the Sedona Power Reclining Sofa. It's a genuine leather dream with built-in charging and Bob-O-Pedic seats made for chilling in the AC all day. You can even grab the matching love seat and recliner. If you're hosting summer parties, the Homeworks dining set is a must-have, offering comfy Bob-O-Pedic seating and hidden storage in both the table and bench. For maximum flexibility, the modular Bob sectional is a customer favorite with over 1,000 five-star reviews. It features family-proof construction, wireless charging, and Bob-O-Pedic memory foam for hundreds less than competitors. It's just $250 per piece. It's a total steal. Celebrate the 4th at Bob's. It's where America shops for furniture.
Imagine you're finally cleaning out your gutters when the smoke alarm starts blaring from inside. Smoke billows out of the window. ADT's affordable DIY systems are built for those moments where everything can change in a second. They're easy to set up, customizable, and help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home, and with ADT, you won't. ADT prioritizes your peace of mind with the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. With the ADT Plus app, you stay in control from virtually anywhere. Don't wait to prepare for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
It would take a year of investigation, but in the end, all of the agencies involved, the local and state police, even the Air Force, all would come to agree that the death of Philip Shue, a psychiatrist, was actually the end result of his own bizarre psychological breakdown. A deeply disturbed Philip Shue had committed suicide.
The case is bizarre.
Dr. Vincent DeMaio was the chief medical examiner of Bexar County. His office performed the autopsy.
What do you know about his emotional state in the weeks leading up to his death?
The information that was provided to the office was that he had been having some problems. He had seen some of his colleagues for depression or panic attacks.
DeMaio believes the injuries found on Xu's chest are self-inflicted.
You believe that Dr. Xu mutilated himself and went to these bizarre lengths to commit suicide?
Based upon the information that was provided, that's the only conclusion.
The district attorney convened an investigative grand jury, 12 citizens sworn to secrecy, and asked them to consider the case.
The grand jury found no evidence of any crime and believed that the ruling of suicide should stand.
Tracy is determined to prove that her husband did not commit suicide, but that it was murder.
I couldn't allow such an injustice to have happened, not only to a wonderful person, but a person that I loved.
So what did you make of the duct tape around your husband's wrists and ankles and the excised nipples and the gash in his chest?
That he had been abducted and tortured.
That was the only explanation.
What other explanation could there be?
But if Xu had been kidnapped and then bound and tortured and then somehow managed to escape, DeMaio wonders, why didn't he seek help?
If you had been tortured like that and you had broken free, where would you go? You would go to either the police or a hospital. But he was driving away from San Antonio and the hospitals. He passed 3 of the exits to his own town, Bernie. He had a working cell phone. I mean, this action is not consistent with someone fleeing an assailant.
There's just no way. He wouldn't have done that. He wouldn't have done it to Tracy.
As painful as it is to even think about it, have you ever even entertained the notion that your husband committed suicide that day?
No.
Never?
No. Never.
In your opinion, Dr. Xu was a deeply psychologically troubled man?
I would think by the actions, he had to have been a troubled man.
Dr. Vincent DeMaio believes the evidence strongly supports suicide, but you have to look for it.
These wounds were self-inflicted.
For example, an anesthetic called lidocaine was found in Xu's system.
It would have to have been injected in each nipple and in the middle of the chest.
DeMaio concludes, Xu injected himself with the drug to avoid pain.
If you're going to torture somebody by mutilating them, are you going to give them an anesthetic to prevent them from feeling pain? That's the thing that doesn't make any sense.
Was Dr. DeMaio's investigation flawed?
Yes. And flawed is a very polite word.
She doesn't believe this was a suicide.
That's absolutely perfectly reasonable. Her reaction is normal, and her view of the case is distorted by her love.
To take on Dr. DeMaio's findings, Tracy hired her own doctor, world-renowned pathologist Cyril Wecht.
Manner of death undetermined.
Wecht has provided his expertise in many high-profile cases, ranging from the assassination of President Kennedy to the death of Anna Nicole Smith. On one key point, Wecht actually agrees with DeMaio.
I have never seen a case as bizarre, as atypical as this one.
But Dr. Wecht, who did his own autopsy on Tracy's husband, is highly critical of Dr. DeMaio's conclusion of suicide.
We have no injection site identified
in the original autopsy. No needle or syringe found either, and no cutting instrument of any kind to be attributed to Colonel Shue.
Weck says the lidocaine levels were not high enough for Shue to numb himself from the pain, and that there's no evidence to show Shue cut his own chest.
There's an equally plausible scenario to such marks, and they're called torture.
Dr. Weck believes someone else was involved in Colonel Shue's death.
His fingerprints were not found on the duct tape, and no gloves were found. I would place my bet that this was a homicide.
So the question remains, who would go to such lengths to kill your husband, and why?
You would have to ask the person who did it.
And who was that person?
If I was going to identify a person of interest, definitely that's where an investigation starts.
The person Tracy is cautiously referring to is Philip Shue's first wife, Nancy.
Nancy.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Philip and Nancy Shue's 20-year marriage ended in 1992. In a bitter settlement battle, Nancy received the right to own insurance policies on Phil's life. They were worth $1 million. Beginning in the late 90s, Shue started demanding that Nancy cancel the policies, but she refused, saying she couldn't afford to.
Did he ever say that he was fearful of Nancy or what she was capable of?
After he got the letter, yes.
The letter. It came as an anonymous warning saying you may be in danger. The typewritten note, which also advises Shue to please be careful, is one of several Shue told Tracy he received.
It was an anonymous letter that said essentially that a person overheard a conversation between Nancy Shue and Donald Timpson, her current husband.
At the time of Phil Shue's death, Donald Timpson was an active duty Air Force pilot.
And they were plotting, I believe, to have him murdered for the insurance money.
Shue wrote to his ex-wife, Nancy, confronting her about the warning he'd reportedly received, again insisting she cancel the life insurance, adding, "I feel helpless to prevent my eventual murder if you hire good assassins."
What did Nancy say about the allegations in these notes?
She said that she was not responsible.
Nancy wrote back, "This may have been someone's terribly sick idea of a game or a joke. I am not any further involved and never was." Shue tried canceling the policy, but the insurance company told him he couldn't.
They told him that she owned the policy and therefore she had total authority over that policy. They could not cancel it.
Even given these threats?
Correct.
Did he fear for his life?
Yes. That fear never left him. He didn't know what to do. He felt that he tried everything, every avenue to try and address this, including his ex-wife. And it was a brick wall. He couldn't control it.
Tracy says the stress began to take its toll.
Never before had he ever showed any symptoms of depression or panic or anxiety. This was a happy, healthy man who loved life until that first letter arrived.
Tracy believes the nature of Phil's injuries provides another lead. Court documents show that Nancy was a board-certified sex therapist who, among other things, had studied the practice of sadomasochism.
Do you believe that your husband was tortured by someone familiar with sadomasochistic techniques?
I believe that the injuries that he sustained are consistent with an act of sadism. And they certainly are sexual in nature.
Forgive me, but I have to ask this question. Did your husband have an interest in this fetish himself?
No, he did not. And it's interesting that you would ask that question because you are actually the first person out of the entire 5-year time frame that has ever asked me that question. And I do believe it is an appropriate question to ask.
Nancy Shue told Air Force investigators that on the day Philip Shue died in the Texas car crash, both she and Don Timpson could prove they were seen at work in Florida. Nancy added that she believed Phil and Tracy might have fabricated the warning letter. Nancy Shue refused to take a polygraph.
And ma'am, would you just state your full name for the record?
Nancy Louise Shue.
2 months after her husband died, Tracy filed a civil lawsuit with Nancy Shue as a defendant, seeking to prevent Nancy from collecting the $1 million death benefit. Two insurance companies, USAA and Northwestern Mutual, were also named as defendants. Tracy claimed they had been warned about the threat on her husband's life and therefore had a legal duty to cancel the policies.
Were you responsible for the death of Colonel Philip Shue?
On the advice of counsel and pursuant to the Fifth Amendment of the United Constitution.
As part of the lawsuit, Tracy's lawyers demanded that Nancy answer their questions, but she took the Fifth.
Ma'am, did you discuss with Don Timpson a plot to murder Colonel Philip Shue for insurance purposes?
On the advice of counsel and pursuant to the Fifth Amendment of the Constitution of the United States,
Nancy Shue took the Fifth more than 20 times, refusing to answer any questions about murder or motives or torture.
Ma'am, were you involved in the torture of Colonel Philip Shue?
On the advice of counsel and pursuant to the Fifth Amendment of the Constitution.
Why not talk to investigators? If you had absolutely nothing to do with this, why not be open and honest with investigators?
I assert my right against self-incrimination and refuse to answer this question on the grounds that it
Why not sit for a deposition? Why not come into Kendall County and sit in a courtroom and say, I had nothing to do with this?
I assert my right against self-incrimination and refuse to answer this question on the grounds that any answer might incriminate me.
You know those days when you put on a simple white t-shirt and your favorite pair of jeans, but then you add just one perfect intentional piece of jewelry and suddenly your entire outfit is completely transformed? That's exactly what Jenny Bird does. You'll find yourself reaching for Jenny Bird pieces constantly because they are so effortless to style and beautifully lightweight to wear. And if you get up early like I do, the last thing you want to do in the morning is stress about putting together an outfit. Jenny Bird can make getting ready easy because everything in the collection works so harmoniously together. It's one of those brands where every piece works with the others. Jenny Bird pieces also make the ultimate foolproof gift for your mom, sister, or your best friend because they're so comfortable, versatile, and instantly elevate even the most basic look. It is truly the kind of jewelry that makes it look like you put a ton of thought and effort into your outfit when actually you just threw it on and walked out the door. Give your everyday wardrobe an instant sophisticated upgrade. Get a free gift with your first Jenny Bird order when you shop at jenny-bird.com.
What's the business idea you've been putting off because it feels too complicated? Shopify is the ultimate excuse killer, designed to help you start your business with every necessary tool ready on day one. Taking the leap is a big deal, but Shopify makes it incredibly simple. You can easily bring your brand's unique style to life using their beautiful templates and AI tools to launch a gorgeous site with zero coding experience. You also get the ultimate peace of mind knowing that Shopify checkout is already optimized for maximum sales, making it seamless for returning customers to buy in a single click. If you ever feel overwhelmed or hit a snag, Shopify's built-in AI assistant, Sidekick, answers your toughest questions and keeps you moving forward. You'll be growing your business with the same tools used by the world's biggest brands. All you need is the idea. Shopify handles the rest. Go to shopify.com/pave to start your free trial today. That's shopify.com/pave. Shopify.com/pave.
Bosnia, 1995. American military personnel are part of a bloody, often brutal, peacekeeping effort. As a psychiatrist, Air Force Colonel Philip Shue is there to treat those in need. But his thoughts were never far from home.
He is quiet on an Easter Sunday.
Shu, shown here in video, he sent home from Bosnia to his wife Tracy.
Picture of Tracy right here, this keeps me going throughout most of this.
Seemed a picture of happiness, content with both his career.
I love you, Tracy.
And his marriage.
Now I have to say, I love you.
Phil's new life with Tracy seemed so much better than his old one with Nancy.
He was very relieved to be out of that marriage.
What did she want?
Everything. And she got, pretty much got everything. He did say that she liked to spend a lot of money. He would say it that way, money that they didn't have.
By 1999, with the divorce now 7 years old, Phil and Tracy thought they had little reason to worry about Nancy. But all that changed with the arrival of that first letter, warning of the plot to have the colonel killed.
Did you really believe these threats were real?
Yes. Yes.
But it's so cloak and dagger and something out of a movie.
Yes, it is. It is.
Why didn't your husband call the police?
We as military members are clearly trained to first go through our chain of command. It's drummed into us from day one.
And what did they do? What did the military do?
What they did or did not do to investigate this, I don't know. And I don't think I'll ever be privileged to that information.
But the military did issue this report that turned out to be the single most damning evidence of suicide. It's a 20-page document called a psychological autopsy. Produced 2 years after Shu's death, it concludes that Colonel Shu had become depressed, irrational, even paranoid in the months before he died. The report questions whether the warning letter was real, and it finds no evidence of another person being involved in Colonel Shu's death. In a videotaped deposition, the report's principal author, Dr. Gerald Donovan, says it all adds up to suicide.
You've come to the conclusion, in your opinion, that on the date of his death that he was suicidal.
Correct? To the conclusion that he committed suicide.
Dr. Donovan declined our request for an interview. However, Colonel Shu's own doctor, the psychiatrist who was treating him at the time of his death, Dr. Douglas Dion, insists Shu was not suicidal. Dr. Dion went on record for us, but not on camera. He says Shu was responding to treatment and getting better. But Dr. Dion also told us that 6 months before he died, Shu had experienced a dark and disturbing dream, a dream in which he imagined, quote, his car went out of control on the way to work. Great violence was done to him.
Your husband did suffer from psychiatric problems.
My husband suffered from what I would consider a psychological injury, and that was the traumatic stress that he suffered from the threat on his life. This was something that was triggered by a specific event.
Nevertheless, the psychological autopsy findings clearly hurt Tracy's cause that this is a murder case.
You have to look at all aspects of the case. In this particular situation, how severe was the psychological problems?
Private investigator Joe Mora has worked cases for 48 hours before. Everything from a complex murder mystery in Chicago to a child abduction investigation in Portugal. We brought him to Bernie to evaluate the Shu case.
I had access to all the reports that were provided on the official record here.
Hey, Joe Mora.
We also spoke to the two young men who were the eyewitnesses to the actual accident on I-10.
Mora met at length with Roger Anderson, the lead investigator on the case.
We've got a dead body. We've got mutilation on that body.
Mora found that Roger Anderson now admits he lost control of the investigation, beginning with the jurisdictional beef with the state police right at the crash site.
I couldn't get their attention. Finally, I yelled, screamed at them, get the hell out of my crime scene. And that got their attention, but it also made them mad at me.
Would it be fair to say at this point in time your investigation is going down the toilet?
At this point in time, the investigation has been severely hampered, severely hampered.
Important evidence may have been lost. Important leads may have been ignored.
They didn't
preserve the scene. They didn't preserve the vehicle. So it wasn't handled as if it had been a crime scene or that a crime took place someplace else.
But do you believe that evidence was tampered with?
I don't believe evidence was tampered with. What I believe is they didn't preserve the evidence. He was the one who had the experience to really follow up on this investigation. And I think today he regrets it. And he knows he was wrong. He blames himself.
Well, I am guilty. I was in charge of the investigation. There's a lot of fault to go around, but in the end, it's mine.
Anderson is now one of Tracy Hsu's biggest supporters. He's haunted by the results of the investigation.
Why does it bother you so much?
Because there's absolutely too many unanswered questions.
If they had been a true investigation in this case, I assure you this would never have been put down as a suicide.
In your opinion, there was sloppy police work in the initial days of the investigation.
There was no investigation, and I really want to emphasize that. There was no investigation.
Joe Mora also doesn't think highly of that critical psychological autopsy prepared for the Air Force.
I got a 20-page report here from the Armed Forces Institute of Pathology. I read this once, I read it twice, I read it three times, and I'm saying to myself, where's the evidence?
Did anybody from the Air Force come and talk to you guys?
No, sir. Never had no contact.
You never contacted?
It's all assumptions, it's theories. There's not one bit of scientific evidence that anybody can show me that would clearly show that Colonel Hsu committed suicide.
Moore says what little evidence there is points to money and to anger as possible motives for murder.
People do crazy things. People do crazy things when it comes to money. That's not to say that Nancy Hsu was involved in this.
Did you intend to kill Colonel Philip Hsu one day to collect those proceeds?
On the advice of counsel and pursuant to the Fifth Amendment...
All I'm saying, she had the opportunity to tell her story, to clear her name of any suspicion. She took the Fifth.
Instacart is designed to make life easier and give you time to focus on what matters most. It connects you to thousands of stores across the United States, allowing you to shop from your favorite spots with just a few taps. Whether you're prepping for a backyard barbecue, planning a summer beach day, or handling a last-minute hosting emergency, delivery through Instacart lightens your load. You can order online or via the easy-to-use app to have quality items carefully selected and ready for pickup or at your door in as fast as 30 minutes. One of my favorite things about summer is all the fresh produce. My family can't get enough watermelon, sweet corn, and heirloom tomatoes this time of year. But our favorite foods are only at their best for a short window. With Instacart, you can get peak season flavor delivered fast. And shoppers care about getting your order right, so you can be confident that you're getting the best quality items every time. Instacart brings convenience, quality, and ease right to your door so you can focus on what matters most. Download the Instacart app now and get groceries just how you like.
You wake in the middle of the night alone in your apartment, and that feeling starts to set in that something is wrong. Realizing your home is no longer safe, you plan your escape, but he has other plans. The details are the kind that stay with you. Water running in an empty apartment. A locked door that shouldn't be locked. That uneasy feeling of being watched. That's the setup for Unhinged, the new immersive game experience on Netflix. Your phone becomes your controller, flashlight, and lifeline to your best friend. As the attacker in your building closes in, the phone in your hand will ring. The question is, will you answer? Play now, only on Netflix.
Five years after her husband's death, Tracy Hsu takes some comfort in the peace and quiet of the garden she has lovingly created and cared for in his memory. She has never wavered in her belief that her husband did not commit suicide.
It was a murder and should have been declared so 5 years ago.
In June 2008, Tracy Hsu finally got her day in court. The civil lawsuit she filed was, at long last, ready for trial, but with some major changes. Most dramatically, Nancy Hsu was dropped as a defendant. So was one of the insurance companies. Only USAA Insurance remained as a defendant. In her lawsuit, Tracy Hsu insisted the company was liable for damages because it had refused to cancel the policy. The official finding that Hsu committed suicide did not affect the payment of his life insurance benefits.
I refuse to answer this question on the ground.
Phil Hsu's first wife, Nancy, received $1 million. His second wife, Tracy, received $1.8 million.
I still believe, and to this day I believe, that a crime had been committed against this man prior to that traffic accident.
Lead investigator Roger Anderson now has a theory on what really happened to Colonel Philip Hsu.
I think he was intercepted on the way to work. I think somebody was laying for him. They had planned to intercept him, to take him into custody, take him to some location unknown. I think they intended to terrorize the man. It would appear that Colonel Hsu was able to tear away the bonds that were restricting him and to get to his vehicle and attempt to escape. That's the most reasonable conclusion I can come to. I can't prove even one part of it.
Anderson's a stand-up guy. Anderson knew from the word go, and he's had to live with it, okay, that this was no suicide.
Our investigator Joe Morris says that once the crash scene was compromised, theories are about all that's left.
There's a lot more evidence to support the theory that this was a case where this man was abducted versus a case of suicide.
Is it possible that he may have staged this attack and accidentally killed himself that day?
Anything's possible, Troy. Could I sit here with you and tell you absolutely unequivocally that's not a possibility? I can't do that.
As the court case begins, the town of Burney settles in for what's expected to be a 2-month trial. Whatever Tracy may lack in the way of strong evidence, she has plenty of support.
Well, the crime scene couldn't have been messed up anymore if they tried to mess it up.
George Brown, a lifelong friend of Phil's, served as police chief in several Ohio communities. His experience as a career cop causes him to question the official findings.
Just to arbitrarily say, yeah, that's a suicide, without doing a little investigative work, I, as I sit here today, can't figure out why it would happen.
But just before George Brown is scheduled to testify, the trial takes a major and unexpected turn. Judge Bill Palmer dismisses the jurors and announces that the parties have reached an agreement. The judge will decide the case on his own.
Given what Tracy had gone through, she was prepared. She's always prepared for the worst.
Jason Davis is Tracy Hsu's lawyer.
So she was prepared for whatever came out of the judge's mouth.
Cameras were not permitted in the courtroom during the Hsu trial. But later, Judge Palmer did agree to read his ruling for us.
USAA Life Insurance owed no duties to Colonel Philip Hsu or to his wife Tracy Hsu related to Colonel Philip Shue's death. Therefore, a take nothing judgment is rendered in favor of USAA in this matter.
Palmer finds the insurance company USAA did nothing wrong in refusing to cancel the policy owned by Colonel Hsu's first wife, Nancy. But it's the judge's other ruling that shocks the courthouse.
Well, it was tense. Her friends, her family, her neighbors, the investigators, and many more people were in that courtroom. People that have supported Tracy. It was a tense moment.
The evidence considered by the court substantiates a finding that Colonel Philip Hsu was murdered. The court therefore finds that the April 16, 2003 death of Colonel Philip Hsu was a homicide.
Oh,
You feel vindicated today?
I do. I do. Absolutely. It's given me finally a sense of peace. Just to hear the judge actually declare this what it was. It was a murder. And the murderers need to be brought to justice.
After Judge Palmer's ruling at Tracy and Phil's house in Burney, there's a subdued sense of justice.
5 years ago, April 16th was a horrific day. Today's a joyous day. An honorable, beautiful, decent, kind man.
To Phillips.
For Phil.
To Phillip.
It makes me happy that we're standing here today with the judge having done the right thing. Mm-hmm. I salute Tracy and all of her friends and family, and today's a good day.
What has this journey done to you?
I'm sure now I'm a different person in a lot of ways.
How?
I don't know. It changes you. I think I'm a stronger person. Having gone through it, I think I'm a more spiritual person having gone through this. You have to be in order to survive it.
Do you think this case will ever be resolved?
Probably not. That's sad, isn't it? But I tell you what, there was a judge who agrees with me. And right sitting on the bench, he said this was not suicide. This was homicide.
But in his ruling that Shue's death is a homicide, Judge Palmer did not point a finger specifically at anyone, including Nancy Shue.
Pursuant to the Fifth Amendment of the Constitution of the United States.
Throughout our preparation for this program, we wanted to hear from Nancy Shue to get her side of the story, but she has declined our repeated requests. The answers may not be forthcoming, but the questions remain.
And refused to answer this question on the grounds that any answer might incriminate me.
No law enforcement agency has ever named Nancy Shue or her husband as a suspect or as a person of interest in the case.
There's no new evidence to this point right now for us to say we're going to open the case.
The Sheriff's Department has no plans to investigate. And despite Judge Palmer's order to change Colonel Shue's death certificate from suicide to homicide, Kendall County officials have refused to do so, questioning the judge's authority to make that determination.
I may never know exactly what happened that morning. I'm hoping that this case is opened by a federal prosecutor and that it should have been at a federal level to begin with.
For Tracy, the judge's ruling is just a starting point, a new beginning. But for the moment, she needs some time to heal.
I think right now I'm able to start grieving. I just need time to grieve and then move on with my life. Thank you.